It's our review show, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers, Andy Heaton with you for the next 40 minutes or so, talking about Liverpool against Southampton. It's one with loads in, Andy. I mean, the first thing to point out is Liverpool make a big change of system. Play Shaqiri in there. Firmino goes left. Salah goes central. I felt he might start Shaqiri. I just thought he'd start Shaqiri in the shape as it has been. I didn't think he would make such profound changes as he did.
Yeah, you wonder whether it was a case, and he's done it before, whether he had it in mind to maybe catch Southampton a little bit on the hop. Could they be anticipating one way and then we approach the other? Or maybe he just thought, you know, I'm just going to throw all my attacking players on and then see what happens, throw it all in the air. But no, the team sheet was I always find it funny when you get a bit of a mad team sheet, because the first thing you do is get in a discussion. You have about five different systems that it could be, and no one is ever, ever right. But no, it was great. It was nice to see him get minutes as well. And I think it took out by the time Southampton had actually adapted to how we'd set up, we were already well on top of them.
Southampton go 4-1-4-1 pretty much, Sean. And Romain was always going to be the marker. He couldn't play Ings. So even if he could have played Ings, he might still have gone 4-5-1, however you want to break that midfield down. But Romeu does start, and I think that made it pretty clear what they were about. But I suspect when Mark Hughes got the Liverpool team sheet, he was going, well, what are they doing here? And his analysts were going, not too sure, maybe Brighton at home last game of the season last year.
Yeah, I think we can do loads on this. I think it's really interesting. I think part of the fun is the guesswork that's leading up to this. And I think it starts, you know, a long time before Saturday, mate. I think you can go back to the end of last season and even what's gone on in the summer here, because we saw this last year against Stoke away, West Ham away. He's sort of gone 4-4-2 and sort of changed the system a little bit. We've seen the Brighton game, and I thought, I wonder if that's an interesting blueprint for this year. I wonder whether he thinks maybe with Van Dijk coming in, he can maybe just go, okay, well, we can sort of 4-2-4 it a little bit. And make sure that we're not suffering these draws at home. And you know, if you can't unpick the lock, maybe bulldoze it and do so early. I think it's really intriguing when you look at some of his post-match comments and some of the other things that's going on here, because having watched it back last night, the first thing that's interesting is it looked to me like when Liverpool had it, Shaqiri could pretty much go where he wants.